refer to the person who presides over the county court, so he would be the...
The justice? The justice?
The justice, or do they just call him the judge, possibly?
Yeah, the judge. Yeah.
What if you were talking about Negroes, colored people, a minute ago? Do you have any idea what they would prefer to be called nowadays?
What? I didn't get the first.
Colored people.
Oh, just call me Negro. Don't call them nigger. You know, used to say nigger, that nigger, N-I-G-G-E-R, nigger. It isn't nigger. It's Negro. Now, I asked Vera. I said, Vera, what do you want me? I have to know, so I will know. Just how do you want me to express it about who you are? She says, we are Negroes, and I am a Negro, but don't call me nigger. And I knew why she didn't, because used to on the farm they'd say those darn niggers, you know, call them niggers. Well, they're not niggers, it's Negro, N-E-G-R-O.
Well, have you ever heard any terms used around here for white people who, well, just weren't very well off and didn't like to work and just weren't much good for anything? Have you ever heard people call them anything?
They're loafers and tramps. They're loafers and tramps, and the best word for them.
Have you ever heard people call them trash?
Well, oh yes, when you're low down. When you're low down, you're trash. You're just good for nothing. You don't want to be anybody and don't want anybody that's around you to be anybody. You're trash.
Well, have you ever heard, you know, sometimes over the weekends, country people will come into the town and sometimes the city folks will make fun of them?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard them call them anything?
Oh, yes. Country Ike.
Country what?
Ike. Oh, I-K-E, Ike. Country Ike. And, oh, let's see. Country, oh, he's a country Ike. And, oh, yes, the town wants to make fun of the country.
Have you ever heard anybody call him old country Hoosier?
Yes. I've heard him called country Hoosier. Because I was from the country, and I'm proud I was.
I want to ask you about a few parts of the body. What do people call this part right up here?
The forehead. F-O-R-E-H-E-A-D. Now that makes me ask you a question. I get so mad at that woman. I've always been told that it doesn't take much of a lick in our temples to get us. That's kind of like cutting this jugular vein.
I believe that's right.
And much of a lick, certain place, will get you up there. And I've called this, now like you're losing your hair, that's going back. Well, that's, what do you, the temple is right here itself. But when that goes back like you're losing your hair even, it's common with gentlemen, what do you express that part of your head?
That's kind of a toughie. The only thing that comes to mind is, you know, men talk about having a receding hairline.
Yes. That sounds very nice. That's not bad. But that part of the head, if I was to tell you that they hit you up there, I'd say between this here and that over here, where would I say that it hits you? Above the temple or what? Right along in there where your fingers are. Now what would you tell if they hit you there, what would you say?
For some reason I want to say crown, but I'm not.
Well, there's a cranium.
Yeah.
But the cranium is a skull, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the technical term for it.
Yes, a skull.
I don't know. Did you have anything in mind?
No, but she gets after me. that she doesn't want you to say that part up in there. She doesn't like it. But what is it but that the hair's gone back and the high temple up there? It just goes back. Yeah. Here's the real temple.
Yeah. Well, I don't see anything wrong with that. That sounds...
The high temple.
Mm-hmm. I know what you were talking about.
You know what I was talking about.